podium, not room, podium as well, yes.
All right, as far as the injuries go, Brent Celek has a concussion, so we'll just have to see how things go there. The fans were unbelievable. I mean, I got to give them credit. They were out here. At times I wasn't sure who had more fans, us or them. So proud of that part. I was proud of our players for just fighting their tails off, man. I mean, I can go through and give individual accolades, but as a team, they fought like crazy. And Greg Schiano's put together one heck of a football team, and he's building this thing the right way. And that's a tough, the thing that makes it feel good, that's a tough football team right there. And they're going to win a lot of football games. And, to be able to sneak it out like that, that was quite a feat. So, again, I'm proud of our guys. It's been a while since we've won one, so we're going to enjoy this one. And then get ready for Thursday night. Time's yours.
What did Nick show you on the final drive?
Well, listen, he made some big throws. It looked like he rallied the crew in there, and everybody stepped their game up. The O-line had a couple breakdowns in the middle of the game there, and he was able to rally those guys, or they rallied around him, whichever way it went. But it looked like Nick really, he did well. He made good decisions and made some big plays. Well, they're the number one team in the National Football League is stopping the run. So we knew that coming in. We knew we were going to have to throw the football a little bit. We were hoping we could balance it off, but they shut down the run game pretty good. So it gave us an opportunity to throw the ball a little bit, and we picked it up towards the end there.
What was going through your mind when they looked at that replay of the touchdown?
Well, they kept showing it up there. I thought we were good. I mean, it looked like we were okay. I really wasn't questioning that. I know they've got to make sure they check it. That's a good crew. Ron does a good job with that group. We've had them a number of times so over the years. They've got to do that. That's one of the new rules. You have to do that. But I thought by the replays that they were showing on their board here, I thought we had it.
Andy, the development of a young quarterback.
Nick, how important is it for a young guy? I tell you, it's a step forward, that for sure. He's coming off, I thought, a positive game against Dallas. He put together a good game here. I guess the defense is tough, but he had a battle. I mean, it just wasn't a smooth event. We had our ups and downs, ebbs and flows of the game, and hung with it. But he made people around him better, and himself, he got.
Well,
listen, they're gutty. I mean, that's what they are, and some of the starters make big plays, and then the backups jumped on the bandwagon and joined them. So that was a good thing and made some big plays. Listen, I'm proud of the whole bunch. I'm proud of the coaches. The coaches had a good game plan. It worked out well.
During the timeout, you talked to Nick. Can you talk about the conversation you had and what you saw in his eyes, if you read anything?
Well, listen, he wanted that last play. That's a play that he wanted. And so I'm talking about the last play of the game. And he called it, he wanted it, and he executed it. He did a great job with it. So hats off to him.
He called it? You gave him an opportunity to call it?
Well, he came off, and he wanted that play. So, yeah. It was a play. We had the game plan in that situation, but that's the one he liked the best. And so he was feeling it. And, hey, listen, that's a great thing when your quarterback's in tune like that. You saw how when he came off, he goes, hey, I'm feeling this right here. And you saw Marty give him the high five and all. That's what that was all about. He just goes, hey, that's an awesome deal. That's a great feeling right there. So. I'm proud of the kid.
Did you see more energy out of your defensive line in the first half, especially? Seemed like you got a lot of pressure.
Listen, I thought they did well against a run. They've got a good run team, so good run offense and good running back and good offensive line. So I thought our D line. I've always said it starts there. So I thought they did a nice job. They played a good combo game where they were able to get some pressure on Freeman, and he's tough to get to, as we've seen over the last bit, and. We're able to get a little pressure on him and make a difference there. So I thought they played well.
Tommy haven't doing much different stuff than it's a gym.
Listen, I'm not going to get into all that. I'm not. That's not where we are. It's good to have Tommy in there and doing his thing. And listen, the D-line, I don't want to take anything away from those guys because of the situation. They played well.
You took Kendricks and moved Kendricks to the weak side. Can you talk about that move with Tanya?
Yeah, that's probably his natural position. We've been working him at the strong side because of his coverage ability. And the position he plays in nickel kind of transfer over, so he didn't have to double dip on the learning part of it. And we thought it was just time to scoot him over there. And Cheney, I thought, came in when he had an opportunity to play, and they were in their base groups and U groups. He came in, and I thought played well.
Was Nandy's injury bothering him?
Yeah, it was up and down. You know, it was up and down. So he battled through. He worked, battled through. Hey, listen, they're excited. I mean, you go 2 months without winning a game in Philadelphia, that's a tough thing, man. And so I'm proud of these guys and just staying true to themselves and battling like crazy and coming up with a win down here. And listen, the fans down here were awesome. When that challenge was done at the end, you asked a question about it. I wasn't sure that they didn't reverse it because of the cheer, but it was our fans cheering. So, I mean, it was a crazy deal.
Fumbled there. Were you thinking, oh, no, not again? Defensive points over at that point.
No, but I'm glad you're picking out all the positive things. listen, he's a young kid that made a mistake, and he battled back, and the team hung with him and gave him encouragement. What's that?
How about Jason
Bonsay? Hey, look, that one catch he had down there was phenomenal. I mean, he had a few of them, but that the one early in the game there, wherever, I can't remember what quarter it was, but that was a heck of a catch over on the sideline, on their sideline. And then he had a nice nod move there at the end that he made a huge play on. And you saw where he was in tune with the game on that. So he knew he was short by a bit, and he was waving everybody on. The clock was running down 30 seconds, 35 seconds. And, he hung. It was a pretty headsy thing. And I mean, that's where we started. So he was in tune with all that as we went on. And then he knew the clock was going to be down to its bare minimum there. The 2 seconds at the end.
Did you know Nick was such a scrambler?
yeah. I'm not gonna say that, but he's not gonna win a whole lot of races. But they played some two man, and that's important that he does that. And he had some big runs there, particularly for that touchdown.
You were down 21-10 after being in charge much of the game. You know what happened then to get you back going again? You've had so many games where it just goes the other way.
Yeah, you know what. The one thing I know, the guys, not that they haven't in the past, but they kept battling and encouraging each other. And we had, we were outscored the second half, obviously, and early there. And then the guys kept battling. We made some plays, and the guys rallied around that. I thought our defense bowed up when they needed to bow up, and I was proud of them for that. They ran the football a little bit on us, and we were able to shut down the run. It kind of went back and forth, but in the end, we ended up shutting it down and worked out okay.
Did they call plays in no huddle on the last drive? You had no timeouts left. I mean,
yeah, we were giving them the play. Yeah, we were giving them the play. We have the headset there, so we can give them the play.
You got a big hug from Howard there on the sideline. In general, begin this week and was it more relaxed?
I'm not sure. Listen, I'm not sure in the NFL if it's ever relaxed. I mean, that's not probably the word. He was happy after the game. Well, listen, we're all happy. I mean, we won a game in 2 months. And so we're stinking happy. And I think everybody showed that. And then to win it that way, when it looked like it was going the opposite direction and momentum switched back and we were able to capture it, I think that's big. And everybody was emotional. Heck, it was, I know if you guys weren't writing, you'd be jumping up and down right now. I don't know. I mean, for him to go out, I would tell you it was pretty good. He's a tough kid now.
You ran a lot of wide receiver screens. Was there something you saw in the Bucs defense that allowed you?
We've been doing those for the last really more this year than we had in the past, and today there was an opportunity there. At the right time, we caught him a couple times in blitz looks, and we're mixing them up inside, outside, quick screen. So we were able to catch him at the right time in the right coverage that we needed him for, and worked out okay.
And how difficult would it be whenever the quarterbacks don't make it first start? So we have a very short turnaround.
Well, if I don't leave this press conference right here, it's going to be real tough.
Yeah,
we are running this thing extra long here. My calves are cramping here. But no, we should be fine. We should be fine. Tomo, let's go. I got it.
To allow a rookie quarterback to make a call on the final play in such a big moment, what has Nick shown you to have that kind of confidence?
Well, yeah, I mean that. I would tell you part of that's his job, and then the other part is. For a young guy to step up to the plate like that, kind of stick your chest out when you've been knocked down a few times, get back up and let's go. To do that, and I thought he showed great intestinal fortitude and desire and all those intangible things that you look for. Now we got to get ourselves ready for this Thursday night game, which is a quick turnaround, and we're going to have to cram this game plan in, get it right, and make sure we're going against a good football team in Cincinnati. We've got to get it right and get ourselves mentally and physically ready to go.
Okay.
All right, guys.
So there you have it. A stinking happy Andy Reid following the Eagles come from behind victory. We're going to get to the Nick Foles stuff in a second. We've got a caller on the line, but I want to make sure that the Michael Kendricks news doesn't get lost in the shuffle here, Adam.
Interesting.
He was moved from the strong side to the weak side. Jamar Chaney goes in to play the strong side. Michael Kendricks, a very important piece for the future of